hungry sweet boy there in a manger asleep. Eden's deep wound will be taken away by the lamb lying there with the sheep.
It's joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are everywhere. Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are everywhere. Glory, oh glory to God.
Were being made to announce the birth of God's Son on earth. Michael, the archangel, had just finished describing his great heavenly display of comets and falling stars. Gabriel went on with his musical plans. A great angelic choir of tens of thousands of voices, tuned with heaven's finest and latest harmonies, ready to serenade the earth. God interrupted their conversation. "No," he said, "that's not really what I had in mind. I planned a small gathering in Bethlehem, actually. We don't need all the trimmings." "But all my stars," said Michael, "what will I do with them?" "And my music," Gabriel added. Just then, Jesus stepped through the pearly gates and out into the red carpet of time and started down the stairway of stars. Michael pled, "Father, let us do something. He can't go unannounced." "Well, all right," God said. "Gabriel, a few angels. Michael, just one star."
Today a child is born on earth.
Today a child is born on earth.
Today the glory of God shines.
Praise the Lord, he was born, and he's alive today. Aren't you thankful for that? Praise God. It's a wonderful privilege to be here this morning. All you very nice looking, Christmassy, smiling. Some of you, it'll take a while. It is Christmas. Maybe you're getting the coal in your stocking this year. Not sure. We're glad to be here. I'm glad that you're here. Took interesting time floating in this morning, but we were able to do it. And I'm glad that you decided not to stay away from home and you came to church as well this morning. Well, this is, especially at church time, this is kind of tradition for many people. And you're supposed to get on your Christmas outfits just like you do your Easter outfits. And you're supposed to come and look nice. And you're supposed to be there on Christmas Sunday morning and all those wonderful things that go along. But really, if we're not careful, as Christians, we can lose sight of the most important thing in this whole season. And I know that you know it's not necessarily all about lights, although I enjoy seeing lights on a house or a yard that decorates things very nicely. It's not all about the presents, although that's always nice to get to, isn't it? Speaking of presents, it's interesting to watch people as their birthday approaches. And if they know, particularly younger children, if they know they have a certain number of gifts, as the days get closer, their eyes get wider, and they begin to think, my, isn't this going to be a wonderful birthday? And some of us have gone the other direction, deciding it's not going to be so wonderful. I'd rather you not get me gifts or cards. If you've arrived there, Ebenezer Scrooge is a very close kin to you. But most people enjoy, in fact, how many have had a birthday this year? In the last year. Okay. How many have had a birthday party in the last year? Maybe a few less. You old Scrooge's you. That's kind of where you're going, isn't it? Isn't it interesting, though? You have a birthday party, and we always, well, traditionally, you bring cards and gifts to the individual that's having the birthday. Is that correct? Sure. And yet, this is the time of year when we celebrate the birth of Christ, and it seems to me that we're giving gifts in all other places except to the one person it goes to. Now, I know I'm in a church where probably at least the vast majority of people here would profess to be Christians, but I wonder how much have you given to Jesus this Christmas season? Now, certainly, the ultimate thing is to give Him your entire life. But what really does that mean? When you say happy birthday to you, we sang happy birthday to a couple people here earlier. When you say happy birthday to you, is that just a bunch of words? Or do you really want them to be happy? When you say, Jesus, I love you, or happy birthday to Jesus, do you mean it, or is it just words to you? Well, I trust it's more than just a little chorus that we sing. Although we are, at least we're going to try to have Ashton sing that for you this morning. Yeah, we have to get him involved. I hope you don't kick us out for doing that. Blake, if you'll... Well, okay, she's going to bring him up here. Now, has a mind of his own, takes after his mother. Back in September, we were up in Indianapolis, and of course, Revival, you know we're in Revival all the time. But he started singing, and he sang 3, 4, 5 weeks right in a row. And then he went on strike. Just this last Wednesday night, we got a whisper out of him. So I'm not going to promise any more than a twinkle in the eye and maybe a whisper. Are you going to sing for us this morning? Yeah. We'll try it anyway.
Birthday, Jesus.
Good boy.
Christmas. All the tinsel and lights and the presents are nice, but the real gift is you. Christmas, all the carols and bells make the holiday swell, and it's all about you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Tinsel and lights and the presents are nice, but the real gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the carols and bells make the holiday swell, and it's all about you.
I trust you can say a good amen to that. Amen. Some of you are already familiar with this, but just not very long ago, my wife recorded a Christmas CD. Not necessarily here to promote that today, obviously. But she's going to play a song that's on that. And I like this particular song because I have absolutely nothing to do with it. It's always nice. But it does involve her and the children as well. So we'll see if we can get this whole thing together.
Just where we go, and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be your prayer, us with your grace to a place where we'll be saved.
I pray we'll find your love.
I pray we'll find your love.
And hold it in our heart.
Hold it in our heart.
When stars go out each night.
When the stars go out each night.
Remind us where you are. Let this be our prayer.
Let this be our prayer.
When shadows fill our day. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be saved. A world where pain and sorrow will be ended, and every heart that's broken will be mended.
To touch you, reaching to the sky.
We ask that life be kind.
We ask that life be kind.
And watch us from above.
And watch us from above.
We hope each soul will find.
We hope each soul will find another soul. Let this be our prayer.
Let this be your prayer.
Just like every child.
Just like every child.
Who needs to find a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved. To a place, guide us with your grace, give us faith so we'll be
this world.
be peace on earth, let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be with God as our Father, brothers all are we. Let me walk with my brother in perfect harmony. This time of year seems to bring out the best and maybe even the worst in people. I know you won't have to worry about it in this church, but in some families in the state of Indiana, in the United States of America, Christmas turning what was beautiful will suddenly go ugly. Somebody didn't get what they wanted, or somebody got too much of what they wanted, and fights break out, and arguments break out, and contentions everywhere, and what's supposed to be a joyful time of the year becomes somewhat of a drudgery. Of course, it's reflective. Maybe it's the root cause of what's wrong with our country today. So many times we like to start with politics and work our way down. If we can fix politics, everything would be all right. If we can write the right legislation, if we can get the right party in office, if we can get the right president, or maybe you want the current president. If we can all just sit down and shake hands, have a good conversation, everything would be all right. The problems on a national scale, international scale, reflective of what happens on a local level. Right in a church, I've been around long enough to know that you'll find no perfect church. The devil likes nothing more than to just stir things up. Right in a family, he likes to tear things apart. What most blessed day of the entire year if he can make it to be something that's soiled, something that's a drudgery, then he succeeded in getting our attention off the one we're supposed to be celebrating and turning it onto ourselves. We live in a country that uses the blame game so often. If they didn't, then I wouldn't. If they would just do, then everything would be okay. The reason why I am where I am is because I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. Today, on the wrong side of the creek. Maybe the wrong side of the hill. If things would just be, then everything would be all right. We so easily can point our fingers at other people. In all efforts to make peace, tranquility, have our utopia, it seems even in the church world and maybe our families, we're forgetting the one person that brings peace. We've done more to drive him out and push him away than we have to accept him. You know that I'm talking about the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. But it can't be just something we put over our doorpost. It's not something we just talk about on our kitchen table and say, you know what, if so-and-so would get saved, if they would really get sanctified, then everything would be... We've started the blame game again. The truth of the matter is, if you really want peace this Christmas season, there's only one place that it can start. That's right in my own heart. And there's only one way that it can start. And that's with Jesus Christ. All other efforts for peace will fail and fall to naught. So I believe the songwriter had it correct when he said, "Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every breath I take, let this be my solemn vow to take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth. Let it begin with me to take each moment and live every moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it
of it all.
and the mighty Lord of all. He's the reason for the season, for the happiness we seek. May this Christmas time remind you that he came to set men free.
Born in Bethlehem so long ago, he came to save a lowly world, a special love to show. He came to help men understand the meaning of their way. He came to bring salvation. He was born on Christmas Day.
He's the reason for the season. He's the purpose of it all. He's the God of all creation and the mighty Lord of all. He's the reason for the season, for the happiness we seek. May this Christmas time remind you that he came to set men free.
Oh, how few remember the reason for this day. The birth has been forgotten while we celebrate and play. We cover up a holy day with tinsel and with lights. Soon we'll drown the meaning why he came that Christmas night.
He's the reason for the season. He's the purpose of it all. He's the God of all creation and the mighty Lord of all. He's the reason for the season, for the happiness we seek. May this Christmas time remind you that he came to set men free. May this Christmas time remind you that he came to set men free.
Some say he's just another, but o'er his head rests a star. The guided lowly shepherds brought wise men from afar. And though he was just a child, he amazed all the crowd in the temple. You could hear the people say, there's something that's different about him. For his voice has come the angry sea. There's something that's different about him. For his touch has changed a sinful wretch like me. And although I can't explain, my life's different since he came. There's something different about the one whose name is Jesus. Some say he's just a prophet. Some say he's just a man. Some say he's just a teacher doing good throughout the land. But to those who heard him say, peace be still that stormy day, they turned to each other, and you could hear them say, there's something that's different about him. For his voice has come the angry sea. There's something that's different.
take to sinful wretch like me. And although I can explain my life's different since he came, there's something different about the one whose name is Jesus. And although I can explain my life is different since he came, something different about the one whose name is Jesus. 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 There's just something about
is the Lord. Oh, praise.